tell someone good.
Before, now, when you say supper, some people will consider supper at 8 o'clock, or 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, dinner at 6. Now, which do you mean, before dinner, supper,
yes,
or
after,
afternoon? After 5?
Yes.
After 5, I would say, well, it has to be after 5, good evening.
Okay.
And the other part, good afternoon.
Yes, you ever say good day?
Yes, if you walk off from a person, you can say good day. Just say it, you know, whatever comes to mind. You don't have to, it's not a force of habit.
Yes. Okay, and when you're leaving someone's house at night, you tell them
goodbye. Or good night.
Okay.
Usually, you say goodbye. Or there's something to think of good night.
Okay, and you say, if you have to start work before daylight, you say you have to start work before. Before sun.
Before the sun came up.
Or, and you call that time?
Morning.
Or sun. The time that the sun comes up, you call that sun. Sun up or sunrise?
Sunrise.
And you say, the sun, what, at 6 o'clock this morning?
The sun came up at 6 o'clock this morning. The sun rose.
Okay. And you say, by the time we got out in the field, the sun had already...
Had already risen.
Okay, and you say, I saw the sun
rise.
Okay, and if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you say you worked until
sundown.
Okay, and you say, today is Tuesday, and so Monday was
the first day.
Today is Tuesday, Monday was
yesterday.
Okay. And Wednesday is
tomorrow.
Now, someone came not last Sunday, but the Sunday before that. You say he came here.
Sunday was a week ago.
Okay. And if someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that, you say
he will be leaving Sunday week.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st until the 15th, you say he stayed about
10 days or 2 weeks.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it?
Okay. And you might look at your...
You might say, do you have a watch? Or do you have a time?
Okay. And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it?
I would say 7:20, 7:30, 7:45.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
Okay. And you might say, 1972 was last year, 1973 is
this year.
Okay. And if a child has just had his third birthday, you say he's...
If he has had his third birthday.
Yeah, you say then he's...
He's going on 4.
Yeah, well, but now he's 3.
He's 3 years old.
Okay. And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly...
The same day?
Yeah, or exactly how long ago? Exactly...
You said it happened last year.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Okay. And you look up in the sky and say, I don't like the look of those black...
Clouds.
Okay. And on a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds, you call that... What kind of day?
A clear, beautiful day.
Okay. And it's just the other kind of day. If it's not raining, but it's real, the clouds are in the sky. You call that a...
Well, you call it a cloudy day.
Yeah. Okay, another word for that?
It's...
Gloomy or smurry or...
Well, it all depends on the number of whether it was heavy overhead, overcast.
Yeah.
Heavy overhead, overcast. When there are a lot of clouds.
Yeah. Okay, and if it had been fair and then clouds come and then thick rain or snow is soon, you'd say that the weather was what?
Changing.
Okay. And if it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say that the weather
has changed.
Or it's going to...